article, you've created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
Next on the News for the Soul Radio Network, it's time for Sacred Sound Surprises with Mylene Elke, a powerful and unique world-renowned artist and healer. Mylene guides visionaries and thought leaders from around the world to bloom into their beauty. Her astounding ability to connect with the source wisdom is what helps others flourish into their true selves. Call in now to work with Mylene today on the air. 646-595-4274. Welcome, Mylene, back to News for the Soul.
Welcome back, Mylene. How are you?
Hello, Nicole. Hello, my dear listeners. I'm doing well. I'm celebrating many things today. And I love to share today my good mood with all of you and you, Nicole. First, I would like to speak about something that really touched me, because it's very timely. There was the moon two nights ago. I stayed up late getting ready for a book launch today. And so I stepped outside, noticing that I had not been outside and cherished the moon, or had not communicated with the moon. So I walked outside, and in the meantime it had gotten a little misty. We had weeks of rain. And I look outside, I just open the door, and there it is, right in front of my eyes, cradled in a way by a dip in the trees. So it was already making like a half moon around the moon. And I saw the energy fields a little bit. I don't know, and I had a wonderful feeling just seeing the moon and saying hello and thanking the moon. I often go outside at night if I can, or wake up or let the cats in or communicate with the US. I have many, luckily, and many opportunities to step outside to connect with the moon. And suddenly, what I saw after gazing at it, that it was becoming like three moons on top of each other, but pulling out a little bit, like when the three rings come, so a very mystical symbol, right? And then I squeezed my eyes, thought maybe I'm gazing too much at it. And in the next moment, what was happening, I noticed how a blue circle was forming right next to the white. Not like so often you see a larger circle, maybe with the width or two times the width of the moon, you know, at the side surrounding it. But it was crisp. It was a light, iridescent, a full dark, a medium blue, like a, what is a good blue? Like the ocean, like now, it was lighter like an ocean. A cobalt blue, maybe. No, a blue like you see in the flags of the kings. They have always a certain kind of bright blue. And I thought I was dreaming, or something was happening, that Mylene, you don't dream. By the time my cat walked out. So I turned around to Paganini and said, pick him up so he can be in my arm and gaze at the moon again. And it was coming even clearer and bigger. Again, these three circles of the white, almost creating a feminine face. And then this blue circle, which was maybe the width of, if that was the moon, maybe a fifth of the moon. And then I suddenly, it clicked. I said, oh my God, moon, I see you differently now, because I have been harmonized. I have been synchronized to you. I'm aware of different frequencies now around the light. I see your energy fields, the lines of intent, etc., etc. And it was building up within me like a new relation. And this relationship to the moon that I've seen for now almost 50 years in this form, you know, 14 billion years prior, but not, it is a different new connection now from this human form to the moon. Understanding why it's here, what the moon is doing for us, and what I am and Earth and all of you are creating or co-creating with the moon. I'm not going to go much into it because I would love for you to gaze at the moon the next opportunity you have, also the next full moon opportunity you have, and see that you also have a different relation to the moon now. It's not just because of me, it's also about all these frequencies, the relation within the universe. The universe is the material world, right? And the non-material realms. How we are understanding and remembering more of what we are, you as a light being, but understanding more what you carry, what you are about. So that was one of my little invitations and little tidbits of my experience, a very touching experience. Even though I was really tired, you know, then, but I think often those are exactly the same the perfect moments, because you push aside, or really, then you're so open, or then I'm open. Then is when no thoughts come into your mind or my mind, and it just is. And then I thought, oh wow, that's also a moment of grace, because experiencing this then with Puccini in my arm, and we have a few birds that sing at night, and a little bit of the mist, it was a little mystical, and the soft breeze, and the trees, it was just beautiful harmony. There's a song from, it's arising now, bringing you the wisdom of the moon. Fascinating. Of the memories that arose and at the same time activations that arose. Now I look at my Skype. Simple. It's a blue moon. But it was really right between the Facebook I have behind and the blue sky Skype circle. Yeah, that was the blue and the brilliance of it. I send you the love and opportunity to experience the vista, the view of the moon in this way. And I don't know so much, but by luck, I did read today about a strawberry moon. So tonight there's supposed to be a strawberry moon. I don't know exactly what it's about, and something in German it was written, so... But anyway, there's a strawberry moon. So maybe tonight you'll have a fascinating experience. Or if you're looking outside now, you may have one. I think in with the next hour and a half, it'll be dark here. Ah, yeah. And then I would love to celebrate today. And it is a beautiful story, too, of that what I want to inspire you with taking on something in your life that you has not been so well functioning for you, and turn it around by yourself and invite others to come into your life to support you and provide you with opportunities to change, to put awareness on some topics in your life, restrictions you have put on yourself to be who you are, if it feels like now is the moment, right? So do think about the moment. So I had been speaking about, you've heard me speak about a shamanic book I translated for a friend who also sings beautiful. She's really the Mother Earth expression of this earth. And in the meantime also, I wrote, I had decided to change around the way I write. It has something that has held me back, expressing myself. I'm able to use my voice. I'm able to use my physical body as a healing tool. And I can use the brush to paint. But something was hindering me, was not feeling very light within my body, was writing down words. Sometimes it was even giving me frustration, so I barely did it. Sometimes it did feel okay. But it takes me time to write. Yeah? It's not one of my talents. But I didn't want it to be one of the things that pull me down, you know, when like a weight. And you know, many beautiful people came into my life, or I looked for people to support me with that, not really knowing where I wanted to go. But you know, you start looking at some things and then it appears. There was a beautiful discussion with a woman, Sharon, and she said something beautiful, say, what I like to, with whom I like to be. And I remember, oh, I love to be with cats, I said. And she said, yeah, why don't you write cats, but don't write it. You love to paint, Miley, paint the word cat. Wow, I did. The capital letters I expressed in a form of a cat. What happened in that moment was breathtaking. Slowly it was dissolving. Something was within me. I was bringing together an animal that has supported me in my growth, in my remembering, in my unfolding, I should say. nudging me to the next plateau, unfolding even more, taking time to remember more. Yes, so my cats, you may have heard my cat stories. And at the same time, then things appeared. So as with this translation, suddenly I could write a few more sentences a day. It became easier. And then there was this book I wanted to write a short story in. It's called 365 Moments of Grace. So I thought, oh my God, this whole year, or the last few years, I'd experienced so many beautiful moments of grace. But nothing emerged. No text, no story. I knew about it since October. And then 4 weeks, you know, I had to have something by March. And I had, was 3 weeks to go. And I had nothing in my head. And you know, the fear of writing, of even sitting down. But then, you know, when you're nudged, the sun was shining. One of the few days the sun was shining, I was home alone. I sat down in the sun at the window and just drafted. And so it just flew out. And it was the interesting thing. I wrote about something that happened a week before, a beautiful experience with my son in the middle of the night. And I could write. It was a rough draft. And then a week later, I was sitting, the sun was shining again. In between, I think there was really no sun, so it was funny. And for the morning, sun was shining, I was able to sit down and go and edit it with ease, with a pen and paper in my hand, old-fashioned way, right? And so I wrote the article. And luckily there's a support group on Facebook, because I think we're 220 authors in that book. I put the article in there, said, oh please, it's due in a few days. Is there someone who would love to read through it and just look at it roughly? And, you know, then I went with my family at Saturday, went somewhere. And the funny part was, I came home, a woman did take on to edit it. Because I had 100 words, I think 70 words too much. And she wrote, and I recognized her because like a year before I had spoken with her or gave her, you know, how you connect years before with people and suddenly they're there in your life and they see something and they see you need support, and they offer it. She read through it, oh, I changed two words and cut some away. I said, oh my God, you only changed two words. I was surprised that there was no major restructuring of the article, or the short story, I should say. And I loved it. And you know, I read through it and I said, oh my God, she really just cut things away. And two tenses were wrong in the verbs. And I said, I wrote something. And it didn't really have to go under editing, and it wasn't bad. You know, I had experience. I don't know, when I was in school, I remember I had Fs in writing. I'm dyslexic, and many, many horror stories. And then we had all to learn these different languages, and I had to write essays, same horror story. I barely It got those grades to pass, right, to go to college, writing. And here I was, and she hadn't done anything. I said, okay, I trust her, and I trust this experience. It was a magical experience, how everything was flowing anyway, to stay in the moment. And you hear me speak often about staying in the moment. So reflect for yourself, too. Where, as I said, where do you want to delve, or not delve in, put light on, shine light on to, and say, it's okay. This has helped and supported me until this point, but now it's time for it to transmute, to transform, right? Like with me, it was my writing. And it can come with ease. And you didn't have to come and break and war and hard labor to change it. It came beautiful. So I invite you, wait for the moment. Wait again, like when the sun suddenly was shining and you just knew, I just knew it's the moment now to write. So wait until your body mentions and tells you when to move on. And don't push yourself through it. Yeah? See how that works. Try it out. Maybe it's not yours, maybe it is. But just an invitation to look at things a little different, because now times are coming that are different. Yeah. And anyway, now it's a beautiful experience, and today coming back to the book, it's being published. I think it's 9 o'clock here. It's noon in the US on the Pacific Coast. It has been the best seller on Amazon on, I think, self help in new religion, and spiritual areas. So I thought, wow, look at that. Even when the signing up with something feels really light and you really feel a draw or a push to do something, then it's the right thing. Because there are other experiences where it didn't feel right and it was not this beauty. It was not so harmonious, not so synchronized. So observe yourself, what you do and how synchronized you are to other people or aligned or to a book or a project, yeah? So whatever are you working on. So take that in. And I also invite to celebrate, because I'm celebrating today, and they're giving launch presents away gifts anyway afterwards. But the launch presents are pretty nice today. And on the show today, also, I'm just saying it now. I'm afraid I forget otherwise. So connect with me on Facebook or write me an email. And the number 7 comes. The number 7 who writes gets a free session with me, a sacred sound session for an hour. So write me and the little other small surprises. So do that and send in and celebrate with me, because I'm in heaven and I just love it. And I don't know, it's just beautiful to have this final project on your hands. And that's what I celebrate today. I'm smiling about almost since I'm, you know, early in the morning, because there's been people that I have been in India and people that have been in Hawaii, Australia, and also coming together with people that support the same idea. There is a connection, an interweaving of energies, right? So it's also a project. I was speaking about support, and you've heard me speaking about support on this program often. It's creating these moments where we connect with the same intensity, with the same desires, with the same love. And this is what really raises and changes vibration. We've been speaking last week about how you raise your vibration. And collectively, at the same time, and if you think about what today is, a beautiful day, it's the Sommerwende, we call it here in Germany, right? Many of us, we have fires on Sommerwende. You too. And what is also this year about the day today? Another invitation comes to see how open you are up for receiving. Today, with the energies that are coming, there is the idea or the wisdom behind it is to collect now more and more of the harvest, right? All year we've been knowing about it and we've been prepared for it. But now it's like the cusp of the change, right? Where it goes into the harvest time again, the days get shorter. And I had a beautiful friendly discussion this morning with her, and she's been supporting me back and forth. We have been supporting our growth together. And she mentioned that, yeah? Open up and see what... If you become aware of where you tightening yourself, you're tightening your body to receive all the seeds you have planted, to receive the seeds of the plants you have planted. Because I invite you so that you can more fully draw in then what is coming your way. And there's a song for this. I am all ya niya wa ya na ya na ya na ya wa ya na na ya na na ya na ya na 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 ya na me na 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 ya na na ya na ni man ya na 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 ya na 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 ya na ni ya na ni na na ni ni nya nya na na nya na ya na e nya na 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 e nya ne nya na 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 nya na 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 nya na 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 nya ne na ne na ne ne nya na 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 ya na ne na o ya na na o nya nya na 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 mo na 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 ne nya nya na 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 no ne na 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 nya 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 o ne ne nya no ne na na ne nya nya na o ne 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 nya na 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 o na na nya ne ne o mo ne nya o ma ne na 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 ya na 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 no e ne ne nya na 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 wa ne na 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 nya nya na e nya ne no ma na na nya na 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 nya na na ne ya ve ne na wa na 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 nya na 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 nya na na o ne 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 nya na 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 wa na 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 nya ne ne ya ne 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 na 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 ma na na nya na 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 wa ne ne na o ne ne nya na 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 wa nyu no ne 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 wo wo one yen and in one yen and in one yen in what a fun song to sing, what the energy and the celebration, the dancing, wow. Too bad I don't know more of you. We can dance and have a dance party. One day when we all come together in our holograms, and now we just connect through the radio now and telepathically. So celebrating, dancing with each other, now that is fun. And celebrating this change. And inviting the change in us and opening up even further to receive the change we have been inviting. Right, many of us we've been inviting for years. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. Ah, so that is a beautiful spot, Nicole. I would love to invite anyone to call in who has a question, wants to celebrate. Would love to hear a song, to call or write in, so I can support you.
Maybe we have something. Mm-hmm. Can you explain again how people can enter the contest?
Oh, there's one contest that is running that is by the organizer who on my Facebook page you can see that there's a launch day today and there's a launch party but you have to buy a book, and I don't want you to have to buy a book. And also if you buy a book, it's even written on Amazon, you have access to gifts. about 100 gifts from the authors that you do receive. The one I was speaking now about, Nicole and dear listener, is write me, if maybe on Facebook, write me that you heard me speak on the radio, and also if write me an email at mylenealki.com or mylenealki on Facebook, and that you heard me speak on the show. So this is independent of what the organizer is doing of the 365 book. This is just a celebration that came up while I was here on the show that I want to share with you.
Okay, so if you get confused, go to newsforthesoul.com and look for my name on today's show for the schedule on the homepage.
Yeah, and the number seven?
That'll get you there.
Perfect. And whoever number seven, as Facebook or email, whatever comes first, gets an hour for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Get confused, tell us, we'll get to there. Let's see if the lines are working. I have no idea. Area code 832. Anybody there?
Hello.
Hi. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Emily. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Oh, Emily. That's my friend Emily. Oh, thank you for calling in.
Yes, congratulations on being published, Mylen.
Oh.
I'm so excited for you. I know how hard you work with it. And thank you for sharing your beautiful song and your words of wisdom, as always. I was actually calling because you were talking about writing and how, you know, you had struggled with writing, but you realized that you had to wait for the moment and not try to force it. And in my situation, I think you know that I've struggled with writing for a program that I'm in. And I actually, at your suggestion, have a writing buddy or mentor to kind of help me through it. But I'm getting to the point where I have to have something written by Friday, and I feel like I'm tightening up and I'm restricting myself because I have this deadline to make and things just aren't flowing. And so I was wondering if you had any words of wisdom or a song or something to help me so that I can be prepared for my meeting on Friday with the things that I need to write. And of course, I know it's my fault for procrastinating and waiting to go last minute as always, but I struggle with writing. And I mean, I'll definitely try your suggestions, but I don't have the time to let it flow right now. I kind of have a deadline.
Okay, Emily. Yeah, I'm someone who, in my life, even as a designer, even with the writing, yeah, I knew 6 months about the writing, and then the last 2 weeks and even I sent it in on the last time. I can understand the deadline pressure. But within that deadline pressure, you have moments where you know everything else does not come, is not important. It is the moment where you sense it is now the time to do it. And your body feels in that moment a little lighter. That's suddenly a chair draws you and it invites you to sit down. And don't push it aside like, oh, I don't have to have the time. But sometimes it's just the 5 minutes sitting then in that chair when it smiled at you, the chair, and invited you to sit down, that within those 5 minutes, the rough draft is, or whatever comes out, is the one that releases, opens a gate in a way. If you think it's like opening gate and there comes now song to open this gate for you.
Ooh.
Today. Wow. Thank you. We opened many gates. You opened with your questions. You supported a whole new funnel of frequencies to come. And you'll notice now when this chair that is still drawing you or this opportunity where you're going to look at a it could be a bed too. And it's just going to say, come on, sit down and take a piece of paper and a pen or pencil and jot down what comes, whatever comes. And it may be something totally different than you ever thought, what wants to be written.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
And the recording, there's a recording. And so you can listen to it, but I don't even think you're fine. Whenever you have now a moment later on, go ahead or early in the morning and do it.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you sound different. Something happened. Wonderful. You go for it. Write those beautiful sentences. Yeah, that was some song. You know, dear listener, Nicole, I wrote today even that Emily was part of the experiences, because I was speaking about, it's hard to say, but she was the same experience, not in my home, but because I was on the computer during this experience, she was on the other side of it with another group. So it's really amazing how the universe, even now, this moment just now, had to happen, needed to happen, and that she listened and called in today, in her work time, in a way.
Wow.
I'm just, while I was singing, and this song, it was so forceful for everyone, and my hands were moving up and down. It was bringing and connecting, and it was going also back very far in time. At the same time, it was like vortexes were coming down to earth for many of us at the same time as for Emily. So wow, this moment now was just a moment that needed that. Oh, that is the graceful moment. Yay. Wow,
very amazing how it all worked.
Yeah, isn't it, Nicole? That's the beauty of our life.
Let's see who we've got on the next line.
Oh, good. Yes,
there's 763. Who have we got there?
Yes, I'm here. It's Terry in Asheville, enjoying my sound from Mylene.
You must have liked the last one, Terry. That was a beauty. Wow.
Yeah. family. That was powerful message, whatever it was. It was so beautiful. Just I'm sitting here with the dogs and listening, and everybody's vibrating. It's like, oh, this is cool. Mm-hmm. This is fun to watch.
Yes, everyone. Terry is also opened up and is starting his storytelling, and I think we'll hear more and more of him having one day his own show. Terry, you're starting now, and that's a beautiful thing to see. And you're doing a mentor show, Mentor's Corner, you call your show on Facebook as well.
Oh, the Mentor's Corner, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's starting live on Facebook Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern for just a few minutes each time. So people learn about me, or learn about what we're doing and what it could look like.
Wonderful. See, and that's you're a good encouragement for everyone who's listening to slowly open up, to slowly see what is really part of yourself, and for you, Terry, it's the storytelling, yeah, right? That's how you bring your medicine through. And for me, it's speaking or singing, in shorter sequences. And for everyone out there, what is there for you? So today is a beautiful day, also to soak in these energies I was speaking about. What seeds have you also sown, right, Terry? What seeds have we sown and forgotten that we sowed them? And to remember those that are the dearest to us, and to start in receiving and expressing those, the ones that are dearest to us.
Right, and it was a releasing moon last night, and solstice was a releasing one last night, as many of you on the show today may let know. That, you know, whatever you were holding on to, if it was possible to release it. Last night was an excellent time and won't be as optimum for 70 years, but, you know, there's plus or minus 3 days of the solstice. This is still good for those of you who are seeking to release. That's really good news, too.
Oh, thank you, the Terry Wisdom Medicine. Earth wind. The wind was speaking.
Earth wind was speaking. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry, for calling in and sharing your wisdom with us.
You're welcome. I'll just mute out and continue to listen. Love and blessings to you.
Oh, thank you. Kisses.
I've got an email I think we should bring into the healing vibe today. Coming from Anthony in New York, and he wants help with substance abuse, temptations, and running away from the difficult feelings.
Temptations and running away? What did you say? You say running away?
Numbing out of. Right, I already closed it. Where'd it go? Numbing out of negative feelings.
Okay. Oh, Anthony, hello. Thank you for writing in. Numbing out has functioned really well for you. And now it's starting to hurt you, right? Because now you've started numbing yourself so much that you don't feel the beauty that you're seeking. But the beautiful thing is, right? The moment you put your awareness on it, then it starts changing, right? So feel yourself as I'm speaking now, and my hand is here, like suddenly my fingers that have been coming together, holding their tips together and pressing against each other. It's expressing what you're doing in the moment, right? And I'm sensing it really... It's hard even for you to relax, because my hand is still trying to squeeze, even though I'm sending information to open up very gently and very calmly. Do you feel how you're sinking in a way into yourself? And that had to happen before. So before you can let go of the pressure where you're squeezing together your fingers, it is like the back of my hand had to sink instead of pushing it up. So you also were not saying, okay, I am what I am. So I invite you to see what beautiful being you are, and that you're starting now in a way to say yes to yourself. Yeah, that works, Anthony. You're starting to say yes to yourself. And it's very beautiful. I'm using the word beautiful for you because there is so much beauty in you. And please understand, when I speak about beauty, I see you fully. I see all of you. I see all of your essences. I see the love within you that you share with others, the world, the cosmos beyond. I feel the compassion. I feel even the pain. But it in a way, that's really awkward what's coming. It's the pain that it is the joy that is coming now into your pain. There's like a beautiful juxtaposition, a beautiful play that is happening. That is very beautiful. And that beauty, those experiences, what you share with others. Not share that they have the same, but you coming out of it, it's you giving tips in the future, or even right now, you're already conveying your experiences to others. So in a way, it's the beauty of you inspiring others. Haha, and look at my hand. My hand is still, my fingers are folded inward. But there is air in between, there's an opening, a moon. And they're not touching each other anymore. Feel that, please, within your body. Yeah, feel that, sense that. And it's not because you were pushing your fingers apart. It was because you relaxed into your hand. So the hand relaxed downward, became fuller. So also at the same time, the main palm and the back of and the muscles in the palm and the back are becoming the structure of your fingers, the structures that hold up the fingers. I don't know what we but we're going with the flow, right? So, and now I'm noticing already that the fingers have drawn back. So the tips of the fingers are now where the fingers start on your palm. That means you have acknowledged your knowledge, acknowledged your wisdom, and aware what it was, what was tightening you in a way. Okay? And it's going really gentle and slowly, how you're opening up yourself. And that's really an opening up, an unfolding. And at the same time, suddenly you're becoming visible to others. You're also becoming visible to yourself. So if I'm using my eyes, which are yours, looking on your own hand, you now for the first time see your palm. You see the lines on your palm. You see the flesh and the skin. And you see the mounds. You see the up and downs. You see your experiences, your stories, all of that you see. And as you're discovering yourself and starting to look at it and see and acknowledge and notice, your hand is becoming in a neutral. So it really is not like you even have to spread out your fingers and make them straight. That's not you. That's another person. Another person would do that. For you, you have a little bit of your fingers bending inward. Yeah? That's your relaxed state. Your relaxed state is not having your fingers spread and tight and straight. There you go. So you were using even energies when you were not tightening up and trying to squeeze the other way, exactly into the opposite. But you're in the middle. You're somewhere in the middle. That's where is your comfort zone. That is where you feel at ease. Wonderful, Anthony. And now, Anthony, my hand, it's like I'm resting my hand on the sides of my leg, And you see, if you put your hand there, and it forms, the form, like it around your upper leg, right? That's your form, how your hand relaxes, and you've come in now, your state. You may feel awkward a little bit, and new, and you could even look at yourself and think about why you feel a little different, but that's okay. I also invite you to take for you 3 weeks a bath in salt water, an Epsom salt or a sea salt, but put at least a pound into a bathtub. And if you have the ocean, but no, really in the bathtub where you don't have to worry about anything. And lie in it about 15 minutes. The first week I ask you to go do it each day. It doesn't matter, morning, evening, afternoons. The second week, every second day, and one time in the third week. And then whenever you feel like it. It will help you to stay in this a little bit more relaxed, your body. To support your body in remembering what you are. But normally once the body remembers, it'll stay. So but my hand, I can feel how you are. And you know that you're really soft. So you're so soft and the gentleness, and it's you're starting to show that. And please don't think just because you're soft, you're not strong. I really have strong hands. You can't see my hands, everyone, but I got big hands, but that it's soft and muscular, so you can be the same, Anthony. Okay, so thank you for writing in and being so courageous in opening up. Well, what was it, 10 minutes? This shows me and it shows everyone, and while you wrote in, you supported so many others in remembering what you are, that you got this knowledge to do that. So it is really, in a way, you carry knowledge of changing form. So as you now acknowledge your knowledge more and more and become aware of what you normally already do, you're going to be able to use it and implement it and to support yourself and others. So go on. Okay, so time is running out of the show, of the celebratory show.
3 minutes to the top.
Two minutes, okie dokes.
Literally 3 minutes. So let's do your shameless self-promotion.
Yeah, the shameless self-promotion. Check out the Facebook page, Mylene Elke, and write me and also connect with me so I can sing for you, give you a few sessions to move things. You saw how quick things can happen. And to lead you and support you, not lead you, but guide you into the direction you're really urging to go into. And take a look if there are the seeds that need a little light from someone else to emphasize the growth a little bit faster, to bring it on to growth a little quicker. That's what I'm really good at, shifting things. Connect with me, write me, and on the News for the Soul, you know, I have written there everything, as Nicole said. So I wish everyone a wonderful week, and let's see what the next week brings. And I wish everyone a lot of opening to receiving all of your harvest. So thank you, Nicole, for your support and your love. And have everyone a beautiful
week.
Much
love for you, Mylene, and congratulations.
Thank you. So excited. Until next week, it's the Sacred Sound Surprise Show. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Find Mylene, I'll link up at newsforthesoul.com. It's in the city reset. And news for all.